The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is a Friday. Believe it or not, we've made it through another week, and it's Friday, which means we open the phones wide open on Friday. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. There's not a whole lot going on in the world around us. Nah. Not much, but if you can think of something to talk about, I'm all ears. Love to hear from you. I'm, of course, being sarcastic. There is an enormous amount to talk about, a lot to digest, a lot to discuss, and I would love to hear from you. You want to get something off your chest? You think we're talking too much about something, not enough about something? You have an announcement to make. You have a theological question. I can't promise I'll have the answer, but I'll do my best. You want to talk about the statues coming down, the renaming of Columbus, the proposal to dump the national anthem. Yes, it's real. No, I'm not making it up. It's not widespread yet, but it has started. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you may want to talk about that, or maybe something totally different. Here is my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Things get really interesting here in the state capitol. A full-fledged battle is brewing between the leadership of the city of Columbus, and that would be the mayor's office and the city attorney, and the Speaker of the House. Speaker Larry Householder has been very vocal the last couple of days about how unhappy he is with the way the city of Columbus has protected the People's House, the State House here in Columbus. And he is suggesting, and he's dead serious about it, if Columbus is not willing to step up and actually protect the State House from rioters, protesters, breaking windows, painting the State House, he is seriously suggesting legislation that would make the Capitol area, the Capitol, the state Capitol building and state office buildings, like Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is a separate entity. It's not a state. It's not exactly a city. It is a district. It is the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. And he's serious. He really is. In fact, he is so serious, he wants to talk to you folks about it. I got a text from his personal assistant first thing this morning, and he said, Speaker Householder would really like to talk to your folks. That would be you. I think that's kind of cool. It doesn't have a whole lot to do with me. It has everything to do with you folks. The Speaker of the House wants to speak to you folks. So couldn't do it today, can't do it Monday, but he will be with us Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Larry Householder, Speaker of the House here in Ohio, has asked to come on the program and speak directly to you folks. And I said, of course, absolutely. So, Lord willing, because it is live radio, as I always try to say, Larry Householder, Speaker of the Ohio House, will be joining us live this coming Tuesday at 4 p.m. He said, in part, no one can condone the actions that were taken in Minneapolis, Minnesota, but those actions weren't in Ohio. The rally cry of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, as well as others, is that they want a check on police officers and things like that. Well, the state of Ohio doesn't employ any police officers. This is purely just an attack on our government and our way of life and the things we believe in. Householder also accused Columbus City Attorney Zach Klein of dismissing the cases against protesters who were arrested. Well, talk about the blame game. We have the police blaming Mayor Ginther, saying, hey, we couldn't do anything. He told us to stand down. The mayor's office is blaming the police and the FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police. And it is true that all of the rioters that were arrested during those nights of rioting, all of them had the charges dismissed. No, it's true. But City Attorney Zach Klein says, well, it's not my fault. It's the police's fault. Yeah, he said, quote, as for the protesters arrested under the city's jurisdiction, Zach Klein said in a statement that the cases were dismissed because police incorrectly filed paperwork. Doesn't that give you a lot of confidence in our city government? The police blaming the mayor blaming the police, the city attorney blaming the police blaming the city attorney. Doesn't seem like anybody wants to really take responsibility for what's been happening in our city. But anyway, in addition to his threat from Larry Householder, Speaker of the House, to actually make the State House grounds a little island within the city, controlled not by the city of Columbus, but by the state of Ohio, he also says that the money for repairs, he wants to see that come out of the money that would normally come from the state of Ohio to the local city, to Columbus. Columbus gets money from the state as well as the federal government. And Larry Householder is saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. State of Ohio is not going to pay for the multiplied thousands of dollars that it has taken to clean up the State House grounds because it falls at the doorstep of city police. He wants the city to pay for it, and he is willing to withhold state funds from the city in order to pay for the repairs, the things needed to clean up the mess that was that not just one time, but several times at the State House. So, as I said, these are interesting times. Then, of course, we got the mayor wanting to take down the statue. Not just wanting, he has announced the statue is coming down. We've got that going on. Wow. Interesting times, and I started to say I'm very grateful that I don't live in Columbus. I live in Westerville. But now we have a crazy incidence of a Westerville police officer that has been put on leave because this police officer made some inappropriate social media comments. Now, I'm not going to comment on what they were because it has not been confirmed yet. But what is being reported that this police officer said on, I assume, Facebook or whatever, there's nothing racist about them. This police officer, again, I'm not going to give the name of the police officer because that has not been confirmed in most of the news media. And the actual comments have been leaked to one or two news organizations, but not confirmed by the city of Westerville. But if what has been leaked is true, this police officer was just complaining about the liberal left. Nothing racist about it. But placed on leave in my beloved city of Westerville. I am so glad I know who's in control of all this mess. I'm serious. I am so grateful.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay, now it is time to panic about the COVID-19 thing in Ohio. It is now time to go into full-blown, absolute panic. Not okay. All right, let's do our, I haven't done it for a while, for a lot of reasons. I used to give you the daily COVID-19 count from the Ohio Department of Health, and I haven't for quite a while. But today it's making big news. All right, big news. The governor is making a big deal out of it. Local news media, all three of our local TV stations are making a big deal out of it. And here's why. Today, the Ohio Department of Health reported 987 new cases of COVID-19. Now, if that is true, that is a huge spike. The 21-day average is 518 new cases every day, or in a day. But if you were listening yesterday, that number is grossly inflated because some of those cases may be people who were symptomatic back in March, first part of April, and it's just now being reported. One of the big things that they're making out of this is that there is a much larger percentage of young people that are testing positive. Well, that's true. Because more young people are being tested. Before, the big emphasis was on older people, people in nursing homes, prisons, and so forth. Now the testing, the emphasis on testing has gone to younger people. So if that's where the emphasis has shifted and more people are being tested, you're going to have more cases. So while 987 sounds absolutely shocking, it's really irrelevant. I mean, it is, because about 98% of everybody who gets the COVID-19 here in the state of Ohio will be just fine. Okay, now here's what we should really be concerned about. The number of new people in the hospital. All right. So that was not discussed at the governor's press conference today. But let me give you the figures. I got them off of the official Ohio Department of Health website just about an hour ago. So new cases, 987. The 21-day average is 518. So that does show a spike. How much of that is accurate, we have no idea. But now hospitalizations, we can get a little more accurate. Today, the state of Ohio Department of Health is reporting 68 new hospitalizations associated with COVID-19. 68, that's the entire state. 11 million people, 68 people, supposedly in the last 24 hours, were admitted into the hospital because of COVID-19. The 21-day average, 56. So that is a slight increase, but not very much. There are over 200 individual hospitals in the state of Ohio, and out of 200 hospitals, 68 new patients in the hospitals. What is even more important, ICU. People that are serious enough to be put into intensive care. The new number for the last 24 hours, 7. The 21-day average, 13. So in other words, in the last 24 hours, we have had half as many people admitted into the ICU as the 21-day average. So in other words, it's declining rapidly. And what's even more important, deaths. Deaths. In the last 24 hours, and please remember, about 90% of the people who die are 80 years old or older. That doesn't mean their lives are not important, but it's just something that we need to understand. All right. So how many deaths in the last 24 hours? 16. The 21-day average, 21. The daily 21-day average is 21. So, we have seen a spike in individual cases. That's irrelevant. What's important is how many people are really sick, how many people are getting into the hospital. Hospitalizations, slightly above the 21-day average. Those admitted to the ICU, those who are serious, half of the 21-day average, and deaths, 21-day average, 21 per day, the last 24 hours, 16. So, bottom line, you're going to hear on the news tonight, 987 new cases, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. Just remember, the important numbers are the people that are actually sick. And those numbers are either level or actually still declining rapidly. Don't get involved in the fear-mongering. Take a look at the facts. And by the way, all the things I just read to you are at the Ohio Department of Health COVID-19 dashboard. I encourage you to check it out for yourself.